We have a brand new guest with us this morning. Amy has never appeared here on Wake Up Niagara, and we are really thrilled to have her join us. Her name is Amy Murdoch, and she is a physical therapist with Mount St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston, and they also offer some therapy at the new Lockport Memorial Hospital right around the corner from here. And so, Amy, welcome to WLVL. I understand that you've been doing this for quite a while, huh?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having us on the show. I've been practicing myself for physical therapy for over 25 years, and I have specifically been with Mount St. Mary's for 13 years this September.
Wow, very good.
So yes.
You know a thing or two about a thing or two then.
Yes, I do. I hope so by now. I thought I would just talk a little bit about the services that we offer here.
Mm-hmm.
So with Catholic Health out in the North End here, we have both the Mount St. Mary's campus and the Lockport Memorial Hospital, as you've mentioned. The majority of the services that are offered at Lockport Memorial are for acute care for inpatients specifically. So we don't offer outpatient services there for physical therapy. There are other outpatient services the hospital offers there, but physical therapy is strictly inpatient at that facility.
Mm-hmm.
So at Mount St. Mary's, we have a variety of services. We have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and cardiopulmonary services.
So can you explain, perhaps some of us aren't aware of the fine differences between physical and occupational therapy?
Yes. A lot of times people often get confused with that or wonder which one they should ask to go to. Physical therapy, actually, they both are there to help people recover to function. Physical therapy, we tend to lean more towards activities for trying to help people get back to walking, balance. I don't like to say strictly lower extremity, but we focus a lot on the lower extremities and the spine and the back. We do a lot with shoulders. Occupational therapy, they tend to work more with the shoulders, elbow, forearm, wrist, and the hand. So if someone specifically had a surgery on their hand, they would request to go to occupational services for that. And there is a little bit of overlap because we both can treat the shoulder, and physical therapists can indeed treat the upper extremity as well. But the OTs are a little more specific in regards to the elbow, the wrist, and the hand.
So
it's both about return to function.
Well, good. That's the whole point of therapy, is to get back on one's feet again.
Literally.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah. So, Amy, I've known some people who've had some surgeries. They've had knees replaced, hips replaced, shoulders replaced, things like that. I personally am very grateful that I haven't had to do any of that yet. But what all is involved? Let's say somebody has had their left knee replaced. Is there a particular pattern of exercising and therapy for a knee replacement, or is it pretty much patient by patient?
Well, we like to say that we deliver individualized treatment for each patient.
Mm-hmm.
So although there are a lot of common exercises for total knee replacements, when someone comes in to see us here at Mount St. Mary's, we look at them individually and see what their deficits are. We treat them in an entirety as looking them as a whole. So somebody might come in with a total knee replacement, but may also have some back pain that's affecting them. So we have to work on both situations for them. But when someone does have a total knee replacement, in general, there are specific exercises that each individual has to do that's common across the board, such as working on their range of motion and their strength, and working how to return to walking in a normal gait pattern, because a lot of times these individuals have lived with this ailment for so long, they have compensated quite a bit. So we also need to work on those muscles that have gotten tight or weak and that have changed their walking pattern. We also offer a prehab service for our total joints. And it doesn't just have to be total knee. If someone is even knows that they're going to have a hip replacement or maybe even a shoulder replacement, if they want to come in and work on some range of motion or strengthening to help them get a little bit stronger before their surgery, we're happy to help them out with that, too.
All right. Prehab. What a great idea. I love that.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's, yeah. I think it gets underutilized. I wish we had more people coming in for it. That's why I wanted to mention it for all those individuals out there that are listening that might know, hey, I'm going to surgery. It's wonderful to go in stronger. It also even helps with strengthening and endurance just for the entire body. So they have a better journey for their post-surgical. And they already know a lot of the exercises because we review that with them. So they know what to expect. And we can help them through answering some of their questions of what they're going to go through even post-surgically.
That's nice. So there's no surprises for the patients. It's really, really well thought out. So say some of our listeners may be going in for surgery in the near future for a body replacement parts. What would they do? What's the process to get a hold of you and to get some of these services pre-operative services?
Yep, great. They would just give us a call. Our number is 716-298-2249. They can call. Our receptionist will answer the phone, and we can guide them through what they would need to do. Pretty much we just need a script from their doctor, which we can help them acquire, and then they would make an appointment to have an evaluation completed. They come in, and we evaluate them. We discuss with them what their goals are, what they're hoping to achieve, take a look at their motion, and then we start an exercise prescription for them.
Nice.
So it's very simple. They just need to call.
Very good. And I'm going to guess that insurance companies are probably going to be fairly cooperative with this, seeing that it would reduce the time that it takes to recuperate from the operation in its entirety?
Yes. Insurance companies definitely will cover the initial evaluation. And depending if they choose a prehab program that's specifically just exercise and we're not doing any restorative care, there could be an out-of-pocket expense, but there's usually always a deficit that we can find for them. So then we can write it up and do restorative care for them, and it can go through their insurance.
We are talking with Amy Murdoch this morning. She is at Mount St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston, part of the Catholic Health System, and she is a physical therapist, and talking with us about some things that some of us were unaware of. It sounds like it's a very well-thought-out program, Amy.
Yes. You know, we try to do a continuum of care for patients. So, like we were mentioning, you can do the prehab, then you can come here and receive your post-operative care. And we also offer other services such as our speech therapy, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, occupational therapy and our cardiopulmonary services. So even if someone has had, for example, a heart attack or maybe they had stents placed, they can come in and receive services for cardiopulmonary. And they can work on regaining their endurance and strength as well. And that is monitored by physical therapists. And they teach them how to take their own vital signs and how to monitor their own progress and how to continue that when they're discharged from the program. So we're really all about wellness and returning back to function and helping people become independent in managing themselves.
Nice. Well, it instills confidence to have someone with your experience and quite frankly, your bedside manner to be providing these services. It's really good stuff.
Yes, thank you. We have a lot of specialized therapists here. I think everyone that's been here has been here for over 10 years. Mm. And a lot of us have more than 15 years of experience. And we have a lot of specialties. A lot of our therapists are done extra studies. So our occupational therapist is a certified hand specialist. We have an orthopedic specialist also for physical therapy. We have vestibular rehab specialty. So we have a lot of services to offer for the community.
Very good. Amy, unfortunately, our time is up for this morning, but we want to thank you for joining us here on Wake Up Niagara. I'm so glad that Carolyn put us in touch with you, or you in touch with us, or what, however that worked. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, this has been very, very enlightening, and we appreciate it. And you sound like you've been doing this for a long, long time. Talking on the radio, that is.
Oh, no, this is my first time. Admittingly, I was nervous because, you know, you think about how you're going to say it one way and then sometimes it goes the other. But
oh, believe me.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Every day of the week, that's our story.
All right. Well, Amy Murdoch, we look forward to meeting you sometime soon, and hopefully you'll be able to join us again here on Wake Up Niagara sometime.
That sounds great. I wish you a wonderful day. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Amy Murdoch up at Mount St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston.